With less than 2 weeks to go now until the elections in America, President Bush is focusing increasingly on what he calls the war on terror and his ability to lead it. He accuses his Democratic Party opponent, John Kerry, of standing for protest and defeatism. What he doesn't talk about so much is the American death toll in Iraq. It now stands at 1,100, or indeed of the suffering of their families back at home. Last year, we broadcast on this programme a moving interview with Lynn Braddock. She's the mother of a young US Marine who was killed while clearing mines in Iraq in July of last year. She told us then of the terrible moment when she learnt that he was dead.
And so I was having just a fun day. I'd gone for a run for lunch and was goofing around with a friend and came back from a break. And I'll never forget, there was a call on my cell phone. And so I called my voicemail. And it was my son, Nick, and he said, "Hey, Mama, there's two Marines here." And I was just like, oh, my God. And so I hung up and I dialed home, and I didn't get an answer. And I hung up and dialed home and hung up and dialed home. And then I got Nick, and I said, "Honey, get the Marine and put him on the phone." And I said, "Okay, I know why you're there. And so I want you to tell me right now that my son is dead." And he goes, "Ma'am, we really need to come and talk to you. We really need to come and talk to you." And that's what's so hard. It's the rules that they have to be with you. And I went, "No, there's no reason for you to have to tell me, because there's only one reason you come."
Well, Lynn Braddock told us last year that she was a patriot, that she believed in a strong military, but that she would campaign against President Bush in this year's election because of her feelings about the war. And that is what she has done. She has been campaigning hard for John Kerry. So in the second of our reports this week from the state of Oregon, Claire Balderson, who first met Lynn Braddock a year ago, has been back to see her.
The streets of Portland are shiny and wet in the drizzle of the early morning, but Lynn Braddock and her friends are embarking on an 18-kilometer run, and I'm going with them, but not the whole way. As we run, Lynn tells me what she's been up to lately, including a recent star-studded trip to Los Angeles.
It's so weird, though. Get this. They introduced me to Catherine Zeta-Jones, and I'm just like, hello.
She was in L.A. to collect an award from an anti-landmine group. At the end of this month, she'll be running in the Marine Corps Marathon in Washington to raise money for the group called Adopt a Minefield. After the run, we head for Lynn's house for a brunch party with more friends and family.
The only other thing is, do we have something to put the dressing in, like a little bowl?
They've come round to hear about the awards ceremony, where Lynn told more than 1,000 film stars, musicians and other celebrities how her son, Travis, was killed in Iraq by a mine.
They both gave really nice speeches. And then it was my turn. And the big thing was, I had asked them, "Can you put pictures of Travis up while I'm speaking? I want people to see Travis. I want people to meet Travis."
And, later, as people stand chatting around a table laden with food, we retreat to another room to talk more. Lynn's held fundraising parties for John Kerry and for Adopt a Minefield, and tells me that campaigning has changed her life for a second time since her son was killed.
I wasn't doing very well. And then I went back to work, and I really, those hours, which I have a very busy job, I'm a customer service rep, you have people constantly that you're talking to and trying to deal with and handle their accounts, and I found that I couldn't handle them, which work was being way too kind. They're like, "Well, don't get off the phones, just if you have to sit, you have to sit." Well, one thing a person doesn't need when they're very depressed is to sit and think about things. And so I started keeping a journal. I had been keeping a journal, writing to Travis, just writing like letters. And so I pulled out my journal at work. I had two, and I wrote a letter to him, and I said, "You know what, Buster? I am not doing well. Mama's not doing well, and I really need some major help." So, because we all know I've got to get my act together here, and I cannot be this way. And so I just asked that you ask God to help me. I ask you to help me just figure something out, okay? And then I realized There were all these people who'd made a difference. And talking to the people, they were on the phone with me from New York all the time, the Adopt a Minefield people. So I said, I want to give one of those dinners. So for the event, all total, we came out with $10,000 worth of donations. Now we're doing the marathon, and I would really love to see, when this is done, $25,000 for this year, because that will clear a minefield. And that's kind of the goal, the first minefield in Travis's memory.
At the same time that you're very involved with the landmines, you've all also been campaigning for Senator John Kerry. Why?
When I first started working towards the campaign, I really didn't know who. I mean, it was anybody but Bush. I was one of those. And then they picked Kerry. And so I'm like, okay, this is, I don't care what anybody says, I'm for Kerry because that's who I have to vote for. But as time has gone on, I truly have become a Kerry supporter. I really have. I truly believe he is a good man.
John Kerry did vote with Congress to authorize the war in Iraq. It's not as if he has had an anti-war stance. Does that bother you?
That does not, because he authorized. One thing is, if that is the last resort, you have the right to go to war. So if you deem there is a danger, we've got to give you the power. Maybe we didn't realize we had a president with his finger on the button and he'd push it. I realized it wasn't the weapons. I'm sure, I don't know how many people have to realize it wasn't the weapons. You knew it was to get rid of Saddam. He wanted a regime change. We can't just say, I don't like the leader of your country. He's a really, really bad man. And besides, there's a lot of people who have leaders who are really, really bad men. And right now, I bet you there's a lot of people in other countries who think we need a regime change. But so do we.
What do you hope for from this election, particularly in relation to the Iraq war?
I do hope there's some kind of change. I do think a new president would give us a better chance at getting the UN to buy in on some things, because it would prove we truly, truly think we needed a new direction. So we are willing to take a new direction. We are willing to listen. I don't know if we can just pull out. I believe that country will explode. There will be a civil war if we leave. Is it a hotbed of terrorists? Probably. If Kerry even gets in there, will he get more than 4 years? I think people will expect too much. For what has happened to this country in the last 4 years, you cannot dig it out in another 4 years. With the poverty level increasing over the last 3 years, with our health care program falling apart, the cut in the taxes, the deficit being so enormous, there is not going to be a miracle. So I guess I hope maybe for some calm, maybe for some changes to come about, so that the next 8 years will give us someone who can clean this up.
So you've done all these things in this year, the landmine group and the Kerry fundraising and campaigning. Do you still write your letters to Travis?
You know, I was thinking the other night, I hadn't written to him so long, but I think it's because now I've transitioned into talking to him all the time, out loud. So I come home from work, and I usually come in here, and I say, hey, how was your day? And I'm like, wow, somebody might think I'm just an insane person now. But, you know, he is so there. And sometimes I wonder, do you really think he's still in Iraq? Do you wonder if he's coming home? And I never feel like he's coming home. I feel like I don't see him because he is somewhere else. But I feel like he's home.
Lynn is planning a trip to Cambodia next year, where she can see firsthand the benefits of the Adopt a Minefield cause. She's keeping busy, and she says she likes the person she's become. She only wishes it hadn't taken the devastating loss of her son to open her eyes to the suffering of others.
Claire Balderson in Portland, Oregon.